This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd, powering lives. We're back in the studio after some uncertainty over the weekend here in the Prudential building. Maybe you followed that in the news. Maybe you didn't. There were some COVID-19 cases in the building. In fact, there were some COVID-19, not cases, but people who were associated with one case and one potential case on this floor.
Right.
I was thinking about doing the news like from the hub of COVID-19.
Right.
Prudential Plaza.
Then the radio station and the entire floor underwent one of the professional deep cleanings yesterday and received the all clear, hence the reason we're sitting here right now. Although Whip is wearing blue gloves, as looks like he's getting ready to give somebody a strep throat test.
The scariest thing is that Swanee just had these under his desk.
Yeah. Well, that's for the random murders that he commits on the street that you'll one day read about in Dateline.
The funny thing is,
on Dateline,
he gave me the same exact explanation when I said, "Why do you happen to have those?"
He's like, "No fingerprints, dude."
Right.
Right. I'm like, "Why?"
When you knock over the Dollar General, you don't want to leave fingerprints.
Nope. He just keeps an extra pair always in his pocket.
Right. And I was given some, but I'm having a hard time reconciling the value of, maybe somebody can explain to me the value of the rubber gloves, because I get the value that you don't touch any potential germs that could be in place, but then the germs would attach to the rubber gloves, right? And the idea is to take the rubber gloves off and dispose of them, or else go wash your hands if you don't wear them. But if I have the rubber gloves on here for the amount of time that I have to sit here for, like, 45, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, an hour and a half before I can get up and leave to do anything.
Yeah.
Inevitably, at some point, just out of instinct, I can't control myself. I'm going to touch my face. It's going to happen. Everybody does it. So I'm just going to touch the glove that has the virus all over it, potentially, to my face anyway.
Yeah. I think it makes sense if you're going to, like, a grocery store or somewhere where there's a lot of people.
Right.
Like, you're only going to be there for 20 minutes. You put the gloves on, you touch everything in the store, and then you take the gloves off before you get in your car.
Well, that was my question. Like, am I just...
No, you're absolutely right, because I feel like if you were to be wearing your gloves here, you know, you're not gonna take them on and off. But if you're just got your regular hands, you can put on some hand sanitizer. You can go wash them.
Right.
You know,
but
you
with
have,
the gloves, like if I had them on now and I was working whatever, and then we go to commercial, I know I'll reach up and rub my eye just out of instinct.
Yeah.
I'll be going, well, that's that. There it went. right there.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, I know, deep clean or no deep clean, when I wipe down my little bubble over here with my Clorox wipe that I brought from home, there was still plenty of dust in that Clorox wipe afterwards.
Really?
So,
really?
Oh, yeah, plenty. Oh, wow. Yeah. Plenty of little dark spots. But anyway, no problem.
Yeah.
So I just feel better with this right now, touching all the stuff I've already wiped it down.
That's
I feel good with it. What can I tell you?
You look really serious, too. So.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And Melissa, you're over in Swanee's booth, so my next question is, does that mean, hey, Swanee, does that mean no Eric in the Morning singers today? Is that what that means? Yeah. No? Nothing. Okay. I just wanted to check.
Oh, man. Why don't I just go in there?
I am not telling you anything.
How about can I come in there?
I'm not. You. It's your life.
Will I get sent
out? It's your life.
It's your life. You live it. I don't want any part of any type of your decision making.
You do you, girl.
Because I've learned that decision making with you is a long, drawn out, needed to be talked about, expanded process that I don't want to contribute to at all.
I know, but I always have to think things through.
I understand.
I don't like making hasty decisions.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, I know under normal circumstances, this decision would take months. Well, and originally, Violetta was supposed to be over in that studio over there, but...
She just wants to be close to you.
She's in here with me this morning. As long as we're maintaining social distance.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that's the goal. Just keep 6 feet apart and everything will
be fine. We're pretty far anyway.
There is a big amount of distance between you. It's probably 7 or 8 feet between you.
I actually
you guys.
Have a tape measure. Do you want me to measure that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see how far apart we are just to make sure. And if Melissa comes back in here, she's actually closer to me. I don't know. Remember, the tape measure came up on the show last week.
Yeah, I didn't know she still had carried that around with her.
Oh, yeah. She's got a new condo, so there's a lot of measuring of, cabinetry.
I measure everything.
How far the door is going to open.
And I don't know these numbers because they're in inches.
Well, it says here, here it says a foot.
Oh, wait, where's the next one?
There's a big number at the end of 12, every 12
inches.
We are 96 inches apart.
Okay.
12, 24, 36, 48, 60 is 5, 72 is 6.
Well, we're 8 feet.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Will you measure my spot from you guys?
Yeah, here, hold on.
Well, or at least from Eric, maybe.
Hold on.
Because I'm closer to him.
That's right. And we say that in actual distances, not emotions.
Right. Miles apart that way.
Yeah, we are. Sure. We live on different planets from an emotional closeness.
Okay, that's so
me and
true.
Melissa are 6 feet.
All right. And you know for sure that if anybody has COVID-19, it is Melissa. And you know what's going to really ruin it for her?
What?
She's going to be the one that has it but exhibits no symptoms, so she can never prove it.
Right.
Which
get
is
going to
drive
here.
You crazy. Yeah.
Make sure you do it from my chair.
Yeah, the edge of the control board there, because she leans over and kicks the control board all morning long. There we go. What is it? 72 inches. 72, that's exactly 6 feet.
On the nose.
Wow.
Exactly. So I'm going to need you to lean back. The show. You decided that.
Okay.
Things that used to be drudgery, things that used to fall under the category of chores that you like to avoid doing that you've discovered now under self-quarantining. Wow, you know what? That's kind of a break in the monotony. I love me some taking out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Any garbage you need me to take out? No, you did it 20 minutes ago. All right, but just let me know. I
job.
Am ready to go. Right. I am on the edge, ready to go with the garbage. The unexpected things you're finding that you enjoy to break the monotony. Nikki.
Shutting the bathroom door and locking it from my two kids to go to the bathroom.
That's right. You're in there for days.
You need a break.
Days.
Sanctuaries.
Not bad at all. I do this as well, Carmella.
I've been running out to meet the mailman.
Well,
oh.
Excited for the mail.
Oh, that's yeah. cute.
Don't
I let
get
him get too
one.
Close to the house.
Under normal yeah. circumstances, you'll go, man, I haven't checked the mail for like 4 days. I should go out there and check that.
Right.
Now you stand there waiting, sometimes for an hour, for him or her to come walking up. Very
it's like a little doggy waiting for you to come
And you know what?
Home.
Have you found that you're reading all the flyers that you used to just immediately throw away?
Right. Maybe totally. I've been missing something
right.
here.
Let me see what kind of deal I can get on a new roof.
Solar panels. What's
right.
that all about?
Right. It's great. Greg, the upside to the self-quarantine. Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Glad you're on the air.
Thanks.
So are we, sort of.
Work. Working from home, I'll tell you, my commute is great from the bedroom to the bedroom to the bathroom to the kitchen.
That's right.
Wow, okay.
That's right. You know what? Speaking on that, hold that thought. Everybody remind me of this coming up. More on the working from home experience and what that means to you.
And the new hashtag.
We'll get into that, all right? Hey, Joanne, at number three, you never thought you'd find joy in what?
Cleaning up the dog poop in the backyard.
That's right. You used to let it go for months. Now you're right behind the dog following him around. The second you poop, I am cleaning that up.
And he's
I
like,
got nothing else to do,
yeah.
so I am cleaning that thing up right now. That's great.
Oh, thank you.
Finding joy in what, Melissa?
That would be making YouTube videos for my students.
YouTube videos for your students. A teacher stuck at home still trying to educate America's youth.
E-learning.
Yeah, e-learning is a story. Is your wife having to do that, Whip?
You know, she did some last week, but this week is the spring break week, so they technically have this week to kind of prepare for next week.
That being said, I was talking with a teacher who said there was talk of not issuing any grades, and the teachers were like, we can't do that because if you don't make this e-learning graded.
Yeah, have it mean something.
There's no reason for them to show up to do anything.
Absolutely.
Has there been talk of that in yours?
I hadn't heard about the no grades, but I mean, things are being rearranged with AP tests and
right.
the SAT and the ACT, and there's all kinds of crazy things going on.
I got you. And yeah. finally, in at number one, you never thought you would enjoy the experience during self-quarantine of what, Carrie?
Color coordinating your clothes in your closet and your dressers.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. Carrie?
Yes?
You've just given me my afternoon plans.
Oh,
it's amazing. I mean, I was cleaning out my closet, donating, and I said, why not make it interesting and just color coordinated, you know?
You got like a whole rainbow palette going now.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, what
Sounds
else are you going to do, right?
Right.
And then you find
closet.
You're even taking off the clothes you're wearing in order to put them in their spots. You're just standing there in your underpants looking around going, this is great.
And then you're like, I got to take out the garbage.
This is great. Well done, Carrie. What do we have for Carrie? And by the way, we would love if you feel compelled to share a photo with us of your color-coordinated closet.
Yeah.
We'd love to share that. We'd love
sure
to see it.
Picture perfect.
All right.
I will do that.
Getting a little stir-crazy while at home, like we were just talking about. It's totally natural. Clinical psychologist Lauren Murray said human beings are not real great about endless time at home, not really knowing what to do with yourself. Add one or more of the following activities to add some structure to your day and help you relax. Color or doodle. I like to doodle. Go for a walk, sleep, do yoga, chat with a friend, or listen to this station and sing along. Now, speaking of sing-along, you heard the story over the weekend, too, about the story as to whether or not it was true, I don't know, the Bon Jovi Chicago sing-along, right?
It happened.
Yeah, yeah. So it did happen.
Yeah.
In a downtown among the high-rises?
I think it was in Rogers Park. At least that's where it initiated. Some, right. Like, courtyard-type apartment buildings there.
Okay. And the idea being?
That because we're all in such weird times, everybody opens up their windows and starts singing Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer together in unison.
Okay. Belting it out their windows, following along the lead that we'd seen in Italy of them singing from their balconies that later turned out to be Photoshopped and changed.
Right,
and
right.
That kind of thing, right? Or at least that's what the claim was.
Yeah.
But ours was legitimate and real.
And then John himself got wind of it and took part.
Right. John Bon Jovi had this to say. He wanted to create a new song. And then John was encouraging people to send him the second lyric.
Oh.
What are you doing? How are you surviving? Do what you can. So you post your verse, and then he's going to add that as the second verse to his song.
Yeah, that's cool.
What a guy.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's really different.
Yeah. MLD is out today. Trending on Twitter falls into the lap of Melissa over in Studio 64, which is three buildings over in a bomb shelter basement below the Fairmont Hotel.
She's safe, though.
Which is the only place she agreed to broadcast from.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's just me.
And she insisted the company hire its own private hazmat team to just follow her around. And every 15 minutes, they just spray her down.
Yeah.
Can't be too careful.
So I won't be getting anybody sick.
All
don't
right.
blame me.
You know, if anybody's going to get sick, it's going to be you. You know it's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. Too
bad don't blame me.
Too bad the bet we made ended St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that is a shame.
Isn't that a shame?
No, it's
a shame.
Such a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
December 31st.
There's no way I would have agreed to December
31st. Oh, yes, it is.
No way. There's no way I would have.
You just wait.
There's no way. I defy you to find that tape of that.
I can't wait to get $20,000.
Top three things currently trending on Twitter. Here we go at number three.
All right. So Tesla founder Elon Musk is coming.
By the way, what you just said, only dogs could hear it. Your voice got so high.
What? Which? Oh, the $20,000.
Like dogs are barking all over the Chicago area.
That's my
right
excitement.
Now. All right.
Yeah. Tesla founder Elon Musk is coming to the rescue and donating 1,000 ventilators that he promised to Los Angeles to help fight the COVID-19 virus. Musk had one of his Tesla factories start making the ventilators. He made that promise just over like a week ago, and it didn't take long because he's already fulfilled that promise. So everybody over there is really, really happy.
That's good.
Also, Hollywood.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Hollywood is sending a clear message to stay home during the pandemic. I don't know if you guys saw this, but some of the biggest names are making these signs. It's hashtag #IStayHome4. Mm-hmm. And then they're posting those to their Instagram. So it's stars like Elton John, Demi Lovato, David Beckham, Mariah Carey, Bebe Rexha. There's a whole bunch of other ones that are all taking part. And of course, they're all hoping that they can use their celebrity to help motivate people to stay home.
I like that better than the Imagine song that they all did that we played last week. That one kind of fell a little flat.
It was a little awkward.
Yeah.
And finally, trending on Twitter, number one.
Well, Eric, your girl Halsey, she was dating Evan Peters. He's that actor that he was... That actor from American Horror Story.
Got it.
Anyway, it appears that maybe those two have broken up. Plus, what she's been doing is it appears that she's been quarantining herself with her ex-musician Youngblood. And people are thinking that that's what's going on because she was posting some things to Instagram, and I think he was in the background.
You know, the thing about that, too, the self-quarantining at home, whether you're in a new relationship or self-quarantining at home and you're in a new relationship nowhere near the other person.
Yeah.
More on that coming up after 7 o'clock. Mm. There have to be some challenges presented there as well, right?
Oh, definitely.
But you at least know they're not going out with other people.
Well, that's what ideally Evan so-and-so thought, and he just found out that Halsey's got young blood at the house.
I guess that's true.
Thank you, Melissa. You're, you're Mel D or Melissa.
Whatever.
Anybody listening who has had COVID-19, the coronavirus? We have somebody.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. This is fascinating.
To hear firsthand from those that have experienced it what that might have been like. Hi, Penelope.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How long ago did you have it, or do you currently have it?
I do not have it anymore. I am past the 14-day incubation period.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with it the last week of February.
All right. And that experience, upon finding out that you were diagnosed and they put you, I assume, into self-quarantine, how bad was it?
Yes, I was not hospitalized. I was sent home to be self-quarantined, and it was bad. I was running a couple of days before I got sick. Like, I was, like, constantly cold.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it hit hard and it hit fast.
Okay.
Hmm.
And how long did the symptoms, you talk about the ones that hit hard and fast, the ones that were debilitating and uncomfortable, how long did those symptoms last?
It was about 7 days where I could not get out of bed, like couldn't. I was lucky I made it to the bathroom to just to pee. I was barely drinking. I didn't eat anything all week. But I was disorientated. I felt like an elephant was sitting on my chest.
Uh-huh.
I am a 100% healthy person. I don't have high blood pressure. I'm not diabetic. I exercise every day of my life. I just started exercising Sunday because I couldn't breathe. It was hard.
So basically you had all the typical symptoms, the big ones.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But it never turned into pneumonia. I've not been able to go back to my doctor for a follow-up appointment because they will not let me in the office.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, even now. Wow.
But you've gone through the 14-day quarantine period, and would you say you feel 50% better, 60%, 100%, not at all?
I would say that I'm at 75% right now.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm not 100%. I'm only, right now with exercising, I'm only walking, and I'm barely doing a mile.
All right.
Before this, I was walking anywhere between 3 to 5 miles a day.
What was the absolute, hands down, without question, worst part of it? Was it the elephant on the chest feeling? Was it the body? What was it?
I would say not being able to get air into my lungs.
Okay.
That would be bad.
Yeah, that's what you hear, that it's like almost hard for you to feel like you're getting a deep, full breath.
Correct.
Okay.
So when they don't let you back into the doctor's office, is it because you might still spread it or because they're afraid somebody might give it back to you again?
Well, from what I've read, if you've had it, you supposedly can't get it again.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not 100% of it because it's still too new. But we wiped everything down to even like my toothbrush. We disinfect my toothbrush every single day.
Right.
I use Listerine. I soak it in Listerine.
Oh, yeah.
It's a disinfectant.
I do that, too. Are there other people in your house?
Yes.
And did they get it?
No, they have not gotten it.
Oh, great.
But I think because I self-quarantined so quickly, and then we wiped everything down.
Gotcha. Definitely. Yeah. Now, on a level of 1 to 10 during this self-quarantine period, how bored did you get?
I did a lot of online shopping.
That's so fun.
Which is so weird because we think Melissa might have COVID because she does that all the time and it appears to be a symptom.
It is. It totally is.
Yeah.
But for the first 3-4 days, I slept solid. I didn't move. My husband would crack open the door to make sure that I was alive. I would raise my hand if I was okay, or they would text me if I replied back. I went that route with it. Thank God for cell phones.
Would your husband open the door and just throw food in the room and close the door?
No, they would leave it outside the door. Oh, I would open the door to grab it and then close it immediately.
Wow, that is fascinating.
Gotcha.
You say but throw I food did... in, it sounds like the tiger cage
right,
or something.
Right, exactly. Yeah. There you That's go. Kind of what it was.
Here's a hunk of meat.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I slept with the bedroom windows open.
Okay.
Because luckily at that time when I had it, the temperature wasn't so cold outside.
Was that just because you were running so hot?
No, it just was to let fresh air into the room.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to explain it. Right. So.
Yeah, no, yeah, we've heard that, to open the windows if you can.
Well, we are glad you're beginning the process of feeling better and wishing nothing but the best, Penelope.
Yes, I cannot wait until this whole thing is lifted.
Yeah.
And I think we're all in agreement.
And I can get back to my full exercise.
For sure.
Good. I'm so glad you're okay.
We are in full agreement on all of that. Hmm. Boy, oh boy, it sounds miserable, doesn't it?
It really does.
And isn't it amazing the level or the way it manifests itself so differently in so many different people?
Yeah.
So true.
Crazy times.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd, powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
I was wondering about what I call questionable essentials.
Mm-hmm.
As you hear about all essential businesses should remain open, but if you're not considered essential, please shut your business down. And I got a note from the guy who's the garbage man who does commercial garbage removal.
Yeah.
And he says he has 100 commercial businesses on his route. Only 2 were closed yesterday.
Yeah, that is
98
shocking.
Were open.
There are so many broad categories that they've deemed essential.
Right.
You can, like, figure out a way to fit into almost one of them if you're almost anybody.
So what was that business that you saw that caused you to raise your eyebrow thinking, how have they pulled off the essential? Like the car wash.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite certain how that is pulled off the essential, but it is. Like, you found it was open, questionable essentials. Sue.
The gun shooting range.
The gun range is open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gun range.
Okay.
I don't know. How do you get the justification there as an essential business?
Good question.
I don't know.
Lots of people have said gun sales are on the increase in this time.
Uncertainty definitely brews
well, that.
That
freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, but yeah.
They say you have to be in line at least 2.5 hours prior to closing for your purchase or your pickup. So
really? Have you spent time at the gun range? Is this how you know firsthand?
I live across the street from one.
Oh. Do you hear the guns at the gun range when you live across the street, even though it's inside a building?
Every day.
Oh, that's
really?
Weird.
That's weird.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my
very,
gosh.
Very, very strange.
Get some right. soundproofing or something.
The questionable essential business, questioning it being essential. Jamie.
Liquor stores.
Well, I would have to respectfully disagree.
I mean, come on, though. You don't really
have those. I personally find that to be highly essential,
yeah.
Mainly because I ran out of bourbon.
Yeah, I went this weekend, and it was actually pretty lively. Like, you almost forgot about the troubles in the world. It felt like a regular party for a second.
Which really is a problem if, Violetta, you're saying the way you forget about the troubles in the world is through booze.
No, but it was like the music was lively. There weren't a lot of people
well,
in there.
I'm just telling you, that's something you may want to look in the mirror about.
Only the back door was open.
How do I forget about the troubles in the world? Vodka. That's how. Vodka. Mixed Morning Mind Bender. 312-233-1019. I gave you 4 celebrities. Kylie Jenner, Harry Styles, Lana Del Rey, and 50 Cent. One of those 4 celebrities is worried people are going to get fat in quarantine. Which one is it? Any thoughts?
I don't know. I feel like it's somebody who we aren't going to expect it to be. So I'm going to say Harry Styles.
All right. What do you think, Wim?
I'm going to go with 50 Cent. Otherwise, I don't think he would have made the list.
All right. Violetta?
Lana Del Rey.
I will tell you this much. The reason all 4 of these people made the list, Wim, is because I have a story on all 4 of them regarding something.
Oh, right. Well, then my logic is out the door.
Right. I didn't just pick them haphazardly or randomly. Perhaps I should have shared. They all have a certain story tie into what's going on in the world today.
I'm still going 50 Cent.
All right.
50.
You believe the person who's most concerned with all of us getting fat during our quarantines, or as Cynthia calls it, getting our Corona 15 as opposed to our freshman 15. Cindy, who would it be?
Lana Del Rey.
Lana Del Rey, no.
Oh.
always with you.
No, the reason Lana Del Rey is currently in the news is she has split from her hot cop boyfriend, Sean Styx Larkin,
yeah.
from Live PD.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Right. Shocker. So she and Styx, who I watched over the weekend, and he didn't seem too bugged by it. So Sean Styx Larkin and Lana Del Rey have split up after she yelled at him at one of those award shows to get off her dress.
Yeah.
Move. No, who said I'm worried about all of us getting fat? Debbie.
I wanted to say 50 Cent.
That is exactly right. Oh. 50 Cent.
Way to go, Whip.
Yeah, my instinct's kicking in right there. Yep. You and me. You and
50 Cent is worried that we're not going to have enough time to get into club in order to make sure that we get dancing and sweaty and lose the weight. That's what he's most concerned about.
Candy shop.
Right. He's worried about it, and I think we're all a little bit worried about trying to eat appropriately instead of just sitting around and going, well, maybe another bag of chips is in the way.
Yeah, I never eat candy, and I've been craving chocolate like crazy.
50 Cent's worried about people who are going to get fat in quarantine. A lot of people are not making adjustments, so they're just going to sit home and they're going to get fat, said 50 Cent. We're all going to get fat.
I mean, I think a lot of people are a little worried about
that. A
little
extra curve never hurt nobody.
Harry Styles, his tie-in to all this is learning Italian and sign language and doing face masks while self-quarantined.
Okay.
Learning Italian and also sign language.
Let's hear for the sign language interpreters that are doing a great job.
By the way, I heard a big story about the sign language interpreter that stands next to Governor Pritzker every day. He's a very demonstrative guy.
He is.
I love him. I watch him, and I don't even watch the governor. He's so animated.
Right, you got to watch his face. He really sells it.
He is. He's feeling it.
He looks familiar to me. I feel like I've seen him somewhere before, and I just can't place it. Yeah.
Maybe we can try to track him down for tomorrow's show, Meet the Sign Language Interpreter.
Yes. That's a great idea.
Cynthia Swanee, can we do a little research on that, try to track him down? Or if you folks have connections to him, can give us an update? 312-233-1019. And finally, Kylie Jenner, she's been catching heat over using $450 Louis Vuitton chopsticks while the rest of the world is starving. According to sources on her Instagram, there's pictures of her using these $450 Louis Vuitton chopsticks. And many people are saying, really, Kylie? Really? How about throwing a little money in the way in the direction of people who really need it? We had said, based on what Jimmy Fallon was saying, what you discover when you're self-quarantined, isolated, left alone in your home with your significant other or your family, the things you learn. Among the texts we received at 60123, what you've learned about them. Oh, look at that. Very first one from a 224 area code. Yeah, we're in the midst of speeding up the divorce process.
Oh, my God.
Wow, really?
Oh, man.
Number two, I've discovered that he's an amazing baker and that he never shaves.
Oh,
things
okay.
you discover about your significant other when you're isolated with him you never knew.
Yeah.
Number three, he would have no problem doing hard time.
he's just chilling.
You know what? I think I would have no problem doing hard time, but I have been spending a lot of time watching Hard Time Lockup.
Yeah,
my
on
God,
Nat Geo.
You need to stop.
I couldn't do it.
Right? Maybe Soft Time.
We discovered that I actually know more answers than she does when Family Feud comes on.
Oh.
I found out that my wife poops way too much. Like, way too much.
Oh, that's TMI.
My husband is the loudest typer in the entire world. It shakes the whole house when he's banging away on the keyboard.
He's probably like a one finger at a time kind of guy.
He changes his sweatshirt a few times throughout the day depending on how his mood is. Usually a 3-a-day change.
Wow.
My wife is a teacher and using e-learning to connect with her students who are in preschool, and she talks to them way nicer than she does to me and our kids.
That's hilarious.
I found out that doing puzzles turns her on.
Really?
You're both so boring, you'll be like, I'll do anything else right now.
I learned my significant other has a manicure set, and he does his nails all the time, and they look really nice.
Mine are looking ratchet.
During this coronavirus time, I found out that she uses way too many pieces of toilet paper to wipe. It's just pee. Why use so much?
Oh, well, thinking about that right now.
Be careful, though.
And finally, during your self-quarantining, you've discovered what about your significant other, Mary?
Well, this was gross, but I went into the bathroom and I saw there's a couple of used Q-tips lined up. I don't know if Eli thinks like there's going to be a shortage, like the toilet paper. I don't know. It's like really embarrassing, though.
Wait a minute. So he is reusing his own Q-tips?
Yeah.
Yeah, rinse them off. Yeah. Still good. Yeah. Two
rinse
sides.
Them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lysol. Says the guy who I've just learned is obviously reusing his Q-tips as well.
Yeah, I've thought of that.
Just rinse them off. Yeah. Big chunk of wax comes out. Good to go once again. Tidbit Tuesday, Life and Style Weekly magazine claims Tom Cruise allegedly wants Meghan Markle to star in one of his upcoming future films.
Really? Well, a lot of other people don't want her.
Well, he sees the value, I think, from a headline-grabbing standpoint.
That'd make big news, I guess.
Tom's seen what she can do, and the camera loves her, he says. If anyone can get Meghan back on a film set, it's going to be Tom.
Yeah, it sounds like he's flirting with her. I don't think he is, but it sounds like that. Oh, the camera loves you, baby.
The camera loves you. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, not surprisingly, have raised their ticket prices after signing Tom Brady.
The camera loves him, too.
Yeah. According to TheAthletic.com, Buccaneers have bumped the price of all non-club seats at Raymond James Stadium by 15%. For season tickets, the increase ranges from $135 to $255.
I bet it will bring people in.
Tom Brady.
I don't blame them.
What do you sign? A two-year deal down there with Tampa Bay, all fully guaranteed, $50 million.
It's funny how much that sort of got lost in all the other news.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was what it was, yeah.
Ireland is giving inmates alcohol-free hand sanitizers so they don't make moonshine out of it.
Aha.
Anytime you give them anything that has any level of alcohol, they become very creative and making booze.
How do they even do that without people figuring it out?
Well, Melissa, if you ever watch any prison shows like I do, they get away with everything.
Come on, prison shows.
Don't they just drink the hand sanitizer?
Everything. They might try to do that as well, or, you know, there's a conversion thing. You give them a packet of sugar, next thing you know, half the cell block is drunk.
Everybody in there is a scientist all of a sudden.
Yeah. Smart guys.
If they applied their brilliance to everyday functioning life, they would be unbelievable.
Stop knocking over the liquor stores.
You ever watch 60 Days In?
No, but I'm going to.
I would encourage you to watch 60 Days In, where they send in normal people to do 60 days time and then report back to the sheriff on what's going on inside. And one of the guys, 60 days in, 30 days in, during the interview, they pull him out to interview him so you can't tell. The interviewer's like, so how's it going? He's like, well, I got a shank now. They're like, you've got a shank? He's like, yeah, you want to see it? It's right here. And he unrolls his pants and does a little thing and into his stitch and he pulls out a shank.
Wow.
He goes, hey, I'm trying to stay alive in there, man.
What?
Yeah. And he's one of the good guys.
Self-protection.
I've got to watch it.
Yep, you would enjoy it. Old laptop sold on eBay had classified information on it.
Oh, nice.
Whoops.
You never know.
Somebody forgot to wipe the hard drive. I've been watching Homeland. They would never let that happen.
All right.
New Mexico man says he unknowingly stole two TVs while drunk.
Unknowingly.
Right. Sage Aaron Cummins was arrested last week shortly following his arrival to the victim's apartment to return the TVs. According to the police, the officer was investigating a burglary report when Cummins approached him and admitted that he had stolen the televisions from the victim's home, had been very intoxicated at the time, and wanted to return them.
Okay.
Explain some things. He's from New Mexico, and that comes in number three on the states drinking the most during the COVID-19 outbreak.
Oh, okay.
Your top drinking states.
Huh.
Consuming the most liquor. New Mexico is in at number three. I don't know if you'll be happy or disappointed to know that Illinois does not make the top 10.
That makes sense because the liquor stores are full and there's not a lot of people in there. I mean, it's full with product and there's no sales.
Any guesses on the number one drink in the state during COVID-19?
New York?
New York.
Michigan.
I gave Whip a COVID-19 story just to offer them up. No, not Michigan.
California.
Big Texas, big T.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Hook 'em horns.
They don't slow down.
Down there in Texas, number one, followed by California, New Mexico, Hawaii.
Hawaii
and Arizona.
Doing well.
Speaking of drinking, it's great when elephants do it. Elephants break into farm in self-isolation and get drunk on whiskey.
Oh. I love elephants.
And there's a picture of two passed out, drunk on whiskey elephants.
They passed out?
Oh, they are.
Snoring.
Hammer.
Drooling.
A post has revealed that humans carry out social distancing. A group of 14 elephants broke into a village in the Yunnan province looking for corn and other food. They ended up drinking 30 kilograms of corn wine and got so drunk that they fell asleep in a nearby tea garden.
Aha!
Even the elephants have got to sleep
it
off.
What cuties.
Yeah, right.
And finally, man leaves name and address on lost bag full of cocaine and $20,000 in cash.
Why would he do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he planned to do that. I think it was a mistake.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Police on the north end of Vancouver Island say they're looking to reunite a lost bag with its rightful owner now that the 4 ounces of cocaine and $20,000 in cash were found inside the bag that was seized. Port Hardy police said in a news release they were called to the Hardy Bay drugstore on Friday because someone had abandoned a brown satchel inside the store. Police said the bag appeared to have been left by mistake. Thankfully, the owner of the bag was very helpful and also left his identification with his contact information and address on the bag.
Wow. What a helpful guy.
Yeah. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.